WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Strong winds are whipping up a wildfire in Malibu, California, where 20,000 residents are under evacuation orders. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Jeff Nguyen says some homes have been lost, but there are no reports of injuries.
I think if you live in Southern California and you live in one of these areas where you have this sort of suburban wildlife interface, a lot of people are kind of preconditioned now, especially after the Woolsey fire of 2019, to heed the warnings when they are told to evacuate.
The Malibu fire is 0% contained. More than 1,500 firefighters are battling the blaze. The hope is the weather will help later this week. South Korean police investigating last week's declaration of martial law have raided the president's office and have detained several officials.
Now ex-defense minister Kim Jong-hyun, the first South Korean official to be formally arrested over last Tuesday's martial law declaration, tried to take his own life while being held at a detention center, according to a correctional official addressing lawmakers. Said to be in a stable condition, Kim is being held in a protective cell.
Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul says President Yoon Suk-yeol faces another impeachment vote this weekend. Another busy holiday travel period is approaching. AAA predicts 119 million people, more than a third of the country, will travel at least 50 miles between December 21st and January 1st.
The busiest day on the road is expected to be December 22nd. That is the Sunday before Christmas. The airlines expect the weekends that bookend Christmas to be the busiest at the airport. As for top travel destinations, Denver, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Miami, Hawaii, Orlando, Phoenix, and Tampa.
CBS News senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve says several travel records are expected to fall over this holiday season. A bankruptcy judge in Texas has rejected the sale of Alex Jones' InfoWars to the satirical news publication The Onion. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
U.S. bankruptcy judge Christopher Lopez saying the two qualifying bids, one from The Onion, the other from a bidder friendly with Alex Jones, weren't enough. And the sealed auction process left the potential for a lot of money on the table. Lopez asking bankruptcy trustee Christopher Murray to start over. Murray has 30 days to come up with another plan to sell Jones' InfoWars to help cover the $1.3 billion in defamation suits owed by Jones to the families of the victims of the Sandy Hook shooting for his decade of lies, saying that it was a hoax. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's the Bucks and the Magic tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. Doc Rivers says with Chris Middleton back, the Bucks finally have some depth.
You know, with Chris eventually starting at some point, you know, you all have Gary and TP and AJ Green, and boy, we're finally going to say we have a bench.
College basketball. The Badgers in Champaign tonight to take on Illinois. The Badgers dropping from 11th to 20th in the AP Top 25 poll yesterday after losing last week to Michigan and Marquette. College football. Quarterback Tyler Van Dyke announcing he's leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. Baseball meetings continue in Dallas. Brewers general manager Matt Arnold asked if they'll move Bryce Terang or Joey Ortiz to play shortstop now that Willy Adames is signed with the Giants.
We have several alternatives there, like Terang, Ortiz, et cetera, up the middle if needed. But Willie was, you know, among the best shortstops in the history of our franchise.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Incredibly underrated actress Linda Cardellini has agreed to join the cast of HBO's DTF St. Louis. The three-time Emmy-nominated Cardellini joins series regulars Jason Bateman and David Harbour. According to Variety, DTF St. Louis is a dark comedy and will broadcast 7 episodes. The show tells the story of a midlife crisis love triangle where one character ends up dead. Cardellini has been cast in the role of Carol. Harbour and Bateman are also executive producers. The show is currently in pre-production. Jamie Foxx has finally revealed during a stand-up comedy special what his illness was a couple years ago. The comedian, who told the crowd how happy he was to be back, also revealed what he was suffering from, a brain bleed. Fox went into surgery and says he woke up 20 days later with no idea of what happened. If you want to hear more about Fox's ordeal, check out his comedy special, which is currently streaming on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow developing in the overnight, increasing northwest winds and temperatures between 10 and 15 above. Snow ending early Wednesday. Total accumulation will be an inch or less. Our temperatures falling to 0 to 5 above by the end of the day. It's 21 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday on Up North News Radio, it's not too late to decide to run for a seat on your local school board. Here's what you'll need to do if you're interested in serving.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Heidi Sigmund Kuda, the author and Emmy Award-winning investigative reporter, the co-host of the Radicalized Truth Survives podcast, and she has just an extraordinary newsletter, Substack newsletter, over at BettyDangerous.com, B-E-T-T-E, you know, like Betty Davis, BettyDangerous.com. And Heidi, welcome back to the program.
I'm so glad to be here with you today, Tom.
It's wild times we're living in, I'm telling you. You have just rolled out an ebook, and also you've put it online so pretty much anybody can read it over at Betty Dangerous, your 2016 election attack series, The Greatest Crime in American History, parts 1 through 5. I'd like to walk through this with you, if you don't mind,
because
you've really done the research. Where does the 2016 election crime begin?
Well, I just would like to draw people's attention to a quote from President Carter, who said, "I think a full investigation would show that Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election, and he was put into office because the Russians interfered on his behalf." That was from President Carter on June 28th of 2019.
You know, he said that on his program, too.
Yeah, that's amazing. Oh, that's incredible. So for me, it begins in 2011 when Hillary Clinton demanded or asked for an international investigation into Putin's election in 2011, which she felt was fraudulent. And then in 2014, Putin sends spies to America to figure out where our vulnerabilities were, where our weaknesses, particularly in what they learned were purple states, our racial issues, our divisions, our misogyny, and thus began the full court press exploitation of our weaknesses and divisions by the troll operation, and I hate calling it that, as you know, the Internet Research Agency in St. Petersburg, run by Wagner Group's Prigozhin, who was alive at that time. In any case, so for me, it begins there. It begins with this online influence campaign blanketing all of social media, where people in St. Petersburg pretended to be Americans and divide us up. Meanwhile, you have people in America who are doing the same thing. So it begins in my book with me looking at the same organized crime ring that is about to take power in our country and do a decapitation strike, was involved in promoting the same type of Russian narratives that were made to look like American patriots online, particularly at Twitter. And when I saw people like Trump and Musk and Dinesh D'Souza whinging about this guy Douglas Mackey, who was charged by our Justice Department for interfering with our elections on Twitter by pretending people could vote from home and targeting Hillary supporters, That guy, Douglas Mackey, received a 7-month sentence, but you had this.
Yeah, let's prosecute. Forgive the interruption, but we're on live broadcast stations and we can't use language like that. So
apologies
to anybody who may be offended, but keep going. I understand.
I apologize. I was using a word that is Okay, I apologize for
that,
Tom. Thank you for letting me know. Bottom line is that this gang was trying to minimize the impacts of what was happening on social media. And as you know, this same crew always says, you can't have any censorship. But we have learned more recently from our Justice Department that covert influence activities are not journalism. So you had this group, particularly on Twitter, pushing out the same narratives that were coming from the St. Petersburg troll operation. And I felt it was incredibly important to look at that. So I did a 5-part series, which focused on the part one is about the digital guerrilla, the case I was just talking about with Douglas Mackey, who became this Russian propaganda super spreader. The second was the Translator Project, which showed exactly what was happening in St. Petersburg. And it relates to our muted response to the election today, because, for example, the Women's March erupted in 2016, this global movement of women who came out and said something terrible just happened in America. But meanwhile, in St. Petersburg, teams of trolls were working around the clock for the next 18 months to destroy that movement by pretending to be Americans who were complaining about this, that, and the other thing, and trying to divide people. And it was effective because it kneecapped the operation. And to bring this to the present, what we just learned from Romania is when hybrid warfare is being waged, you can actually nullify an election, which is what just happened in Romania. The next part was about how, I show Roger Stone's involvement in this. I show Paul Manafort's involvement. And the bottom line is that if we don't look at recent history, we're never going to be able to come out from under what just happened to us. Like I said at the beginning, a decapitation strike by American billionaires who are part of what I believe is an organized crime ring to stay out of prison. Other countries are doing a much better job and setting a much better example of what we could do to stop this.
Yeah, I'm with you. And the Romanian situation is really quite remarkable. I mean, it's in fact, if you could describe that in a little more detail, I'd appreciate it for our listeners.
Sure. Well, the bottom line is they just looked around and saw what just happened in our election. How did we just get this right winger who was on TikTok elected? And they looked and saw, and again, some of the same characters we've seen before. I've been seeing Brad Parscale's name thrown around in this. They said our country was being attacked by hybrid warfare, it should have never been called warfare, which is war. It is a way to, basically mess with people's minds and take them away from reality. And so they nullified the first round of their presidential elections. They said, we've been targeted by Russia. They targeted us through social media. So they've actually nullified the first round.
Right, which is incredible. I mean, it's just that a country would just, come right out and say, Russia just tried to interfere in our elections, and we're going to say no. Because the pro-Russian candidate was the guy who had won in that first round. Sadly, we've done nothing like that here in the United States. If you can stick around for another 15 minutes or so, I'd like to continue walking through your book. Is that all right with you?
That'd be great, Tom.
Okay.
Thank you. So
you've laid out, starting in St. Petersburg, going all the way back to shortly after 2011. Now we're to part two. What's the second part of your book?
Well, just in opening with, I just want to go back to like the 2016 is the pivotal moment that most Americans who pay attention to information warfare will remember. Twitter was an absolute crime scene. You had people like Roger Stone, a close Trump ally, retweeting the same stuff that Douglas Mackey tweeted about election interference, using memes that encourage Hillary supporters to vote by text from home. That's not a thing. And thousands of people did that. And so for me, it's like, even if you had, you know, one vote change, shouldn't that be something that is investigated? And shouldn't somebody like Roger Stone be held to account for that? And the overarching thing that continually comes through my work and comes out in this book is we have a terrible, terrible time in America at dealing with actual treason, at dealing with actual traitors. And I'm sure we're going to talk about that, because some of what we need to do now is actually deal with that pretty quickly. Because again, same people, same billionaires involved, paying people to interfere with our election. And, you know, so I opened with the crime scene of Twitter and how difficult it was to actually piece together forensically.
So let me pause you there if I can, because we're going to hit a break here. We'll be back in just a moment. It's 15 minutes past the hour. Heidi Sigmund-Cuda is with us. Betty Dangerous, B-E-T-T-E, dangerous.com is your website.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And it's where you can find her 2016 election attack series, The Greatest Crime in American History. It's available there as also as an ebook. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Heidi.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for three full years. In addition to a three-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the three-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, said he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry about or have some concern about. But with so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy to your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. To get the right insurance for you for less at SelectQuote, go to SelectQuote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. At SelectQuote.com/Tom to get started. SelectQuote.com/Tom.
The billionaires are laughing, it's so sad. They bought the loss, they bought the gain, and now they're selling us all shame. All up for Christmas is my democracy back, my democracy back, my democracy back, back from the billionaires and the sleazy pack. Oh, please give me my democracy back.
Yeah, we would all like our democracy back from the billionaires. Welcome back. Betty Dangerous is the website, BETTEDangerous.com. Heidi Sigmund Kuda is Betty Dangerous and is sharing with us the story, this ebook, and it's also online over at BettyDangerous.com, the election attack series, what happened in 2016. So Heidi, just a moment ago, and we've got about 4 minutes left here before we're going to hit a break.
Yeah.
Just a moment ago, you were talking about Paul Manafort. He was paid, I think it was $14 million by a Putin-affiliated oligarch to install a Putin-friendly president, Yanukovych, in Ukraine. He comes over to the United States and says, I'll work for you for free. And he runs Trump's campaign. It is feeding information to Russian intelligence from, you know, the secret internal polling from the Republicans about which states and which counties and even maybe which individuals need to be targeted on Facebook. Continue the story.
Thank you so much, Tom. It's so great to speak with somebody who understands the gravity of the situation. Paul Manafort, it was a gray cardinal. Paul Manafort got Yanukovych reinstalled, and what happened then? He refused to sign a letter saying that, you know, he would be moving Ukraine toward the EU. And what happened then? Young people said, we need this. We need to be able to get visas. Then we had the revolution of dignity, where old and young joined in. And guess what happened to Viktor? He was forced to flee to Moscow with 40 of his other criminal friends. And I bring this up because right now in America, we're searching for what to do. What do we do? Well, I think it's going to take something like young and old getting together and, you know, starting to protest against this, because this is not normal what's happened in America. And I was going to lead you to one part of my book where I talk about, I go through a timeline. We literally have Trump in Helsinki in 2018 saying, you know, he doesn't see that Russia interfered. 3 days earlier, we have our, you know, law enforcement agencies charging the Russians for interfering. A few days after that, we have Roger Stone saying he's in touch with the GRU. This was, you know, he was in touch with an account, this Guccifer account, basically, that we now know, you know, is related to the G. We have all these signs. I'm just looking at this timeline going, you know, we have all of this activity. It's all laid out. If I can figure it out, then our intelligence agencies know this is happening. So why the limited hangouts? We must get better at prosecuting traitors and foreign agents working with foreign enemies who are literally at this moment trying to overthrow the United States of America. And what I really wanted to make sure I shared with your viewers, I think right now we need a leader and not a bureaucrat. There are so many things that Joe Biden could do today to stop what I believe is this fascist train, and we need to do this.
Give us a quick list.
Well, I mean, one of them is let's you know, billionaires working for foreign agents and foreign enemies need to be arrested. Okay, if you took money from the Saudis and the Russians and used a social media platform to actually push an election towards your candidate for fear of going to prison, which Elon Musk said in his own words, arrest him. Let's detain him. Let's do what we used to do with traitors. We used to strip them of citizenship. We used to deport them. We used to incarcerate them. What we need to be protected from these billionaires, because they're literally trying to decapitate our democracy. There's, you know, we have to stop with this muted response in America. We are in a terrible crisis. Old and young need to get together. MAGA needs to join us. Nobody wants what's coming. And right now we have the opportunity to protest because Joe Biden is still our president. So I think we need to actually deal with foreign enemy agents. We need to still remember that we are at this moment a country of laws, and Biden has to use his power. He could flood the Supreme Court. We have criminals on our Supreme Court who took what anybody else would call as bribes in any other business. Yeah, and I believe that even MAGA is starting to come out of its stupor when they see that all these things are about to be taken away from us. So at the very least, investigate some bomb threats. You know, let's take a look at that. We had bomb threats during our election. Let's take a look at that. I mean, there's like, you know, I got a long list, Tom.
I get it.
I know we're probably out of time.
So where can people find your book, Heidi?
If you go to Betty Dangerous, B-E-T-T-E, dangerous.com, one of the first things you'll see is an invitation to join my Substack. And when you do, anybody who becomes a member today gets a free copy of this book. And for those who don't have money, the series is available for free at Betty Dangerous. If you want to go to my coffee account, ko-fi, and look for Heidi Kuda, you'll find all of my ebooks right there. The American Monsters series is a really good one, too.
Yeah, it really is. And you pull no punches. I so respect that. Dangerous. Heidi Sigmund Kuda. And B-E-T-T-E, dangerous.com is the website. Heidi, thanks so much for dropping by, and happy holidays.
Thanks, Tom. You as well.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And on the other side of this break, I'll be picking up your calls. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. The wildfire in Malibu, California has grown to 4,000 acres. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
Strong winds and low humidities will continue to challenge firefighters on the line and in the air as they struggle to contain the stubborn fire.
Some homes have been destroyed. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol will face another impeachment vote on Saturday for declaring martial law.
The Speaker of the National Assembly has launched his own probe. The key to that will be that it will compel President Yoon to speak publicly and speak on the record.
The BBC's Laura Bicker in Seoul. AAA predicts one-third of Americans will travel 50 miles or more from home this holiday season.
More than 119 million people are expected to travel domestically between December 21st and January 1st.
AAA's Aixa Diaz says 90% of those travelers will drive. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Iron Claw, and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Incredibly underrated actress Linda Cardellini has agreed to join the cast of HBO's DTF St. Louis. The three-time Emmy-nominated Cardellini joins series regulars Jason Bateman and David Harbour. According to Variety, DTF St. Louis is a dark comedy and will broadcast 7 episodes. The show tells the story of a midlife crisis love triangle where one character ends up dead. Cardellini has been cast in the role of Carol. Harbour and Bateman are also executive producers. The show is currently in pre-production. Jamie Foxx has finally revealed during a stand-up comedy special what his illness was a couple years ago. The comedian, who told the crowd how happy he was to be back, also revealed what he was suffering from, a brain bleed. Foxx went into surgery and says he woke up 20 days later with no idea of what happened. If you want to hear more about Foxx's ordeal, check out his comedy special, which is currently streaming on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow developing in the overnight, increasing northwest winds and temperatures between 10 and 15 above. Snow ending early Wednesday. Total accumulation will be an inch or less. Our temperatures falling to 0 to 5 above by the end of the day. It's 21 at our studios.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, I'll be joined by Matt Rothschild. Are Americans paying more than ever for their health care? And Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg not yet ready to drop the Trump case because president-elect immunity does not exist. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Colin in Findlay Park, Illinois. Hey, Colin, what's up?
Well, I was just listening to your guest, and she pretty much talking about the things I wanted to mention.
Okay, go for it.
So, but she covered it all. I said that there's got to be things that Joe Biden can do, and apparently there are things he can do, but he's not doing them.
Yeah, I get it.
You just can't let these national security threats into the House. You just can't let them in. Once they're in there, there's no stopping it. So it's got to be there's something he's got to do. And your guest was right on the money.
Yep. I would
Coming
love to see him do them.
It could be done.
I would love to see all of it. I don't expect it, but I would love to see it. I'm with you, Colin. Colin, thank you. It's Curtis in Phoenix. Hey, Curtis, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was thinking, first of all, do you know the concept of manifest destiny from our history, right?
Sure.
Yeah, God has made it possible for the United States to extend from ocean to ocean. God did that. Now, God has put Trump back in office. God has done everything he could to keep this country from realizing what it's supposed
to. Curtis, your phone has fallen apart. I don't know if you were on hold so long the battery died or what, but I have lost you. I'm sorry. Mike in Seattle. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Oh, I wanted to advocate for a smooth transition. I read several places that said Barron Trump that Melania was not a citizen when he was born, so he'd be the recipient of birthright citizenship. So should not Joe Biden get a head start on Trump's position and deport Barron like today and see what the position would be? I mean, you know, put him right at the head of the line and, you know, separation of parents. I mean, the parents can go with him, although I'm not quite sure that he's related to Trump.
Well, and
let's see what.
And when Melania did become a citizen, she became a citizen. Well, actually, maybe it wasn't the citizenship. It was the visa that she got to be able to live here and marry Trump. Was the Einstein visa. It was a visa that we reserved to people like Wernher von Braun. You know, it's for people who have extraordinary talents and skills that are important for the future of the United States. That's the visa that she got to allow her to stay here.
Yeah, it's like
weird.
Really pretty fake.
And,
yeah,
and her parents are here as, what do they used to call it? The derisive term chain migration, I think?
Yeah. Yeah, she chained both of her parents in.
Yeah.
One of them sadly passed away. But let's see what Trump would say when asking. Come on, media, grow a spine and ask him.
Yeah, there you go. I'm with you, Mike. Thank you very much. Jill in Manila, Indiana. Hey, Jill, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
It was good seeing you on Joy Reid last night. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, thank you. I love Joy's show. She does such a good job.
Yeah, I did too. I like Joy's. I like Rachel Maddow. And I wish that they would do a story on this. I read an article last night. I don't know if you've seen it. A real long article in the Washington Post that's... hope you can hear me.
I can just find
how billionaire Charles Koch's network won a 40-year war to curb regulation. A seismic Supreme Court ruling has ushered in a new era, a diminished federal power. The next Trump administration hopes to capitalize on it. And it was Charles Koch's whole network out there that took down the Chevron doctrine.
Yep.
And they have got cases keyed up for this next administration to put in front of the Supreme Court to just take all the power away from the federal government, regulatory, and just make them impotent where they cannot regulate these businesses anymore.
Correct.
And we're just going to be, and I don't know, it's just crazy.
Where'd you see the article,
scary.
Jill?
In Washington Post, it was on my phone.
Today?
Where I get my news. Last night I read it, and it's really long.
Huh.
And it goes into all of the different organizations and the ones that got this case for to dismantle the Chevron deference. And they're talking about they're going to key up a whole bunch of more.
Yeah.
To just get rid of. And they're going to make Congress impotent where they cannot.
No, they want the oligarchs to run the country, just like in Hungary, just like in Russia. You know, they don't want people who are answerable to we the people running the country. I mean, they want the billionaires running the country because they're billionaires after all.
But they have been at this, and I mean, someone needs to do a big documentary on Coke.
Yeah.
Because they've been doing this for 40 years. I mean, Americans for Prosperity were the ones that got Mike Pence elected governor of Indiana.
Yep.
All of his stuff was paid for by Americans for Prosperity. And he was real big. He went to all their meetings and all that stuff. And I'm sure that's why they told Trump to pick him for vice president. Because he was
a loyal soldier for the billionaires class. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, exactly. And the evangelicals, so that they could get that vote and get all that in there. But I swear, that's why in Indiana, you know, it has turned so ruby red because they have just bought out every Republican in this state, and you cannot fight back anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very... It's frightening. It's overwhelming. I mean, we have to find a way to get back at this, to undermine them, to find a way that we can do something.
I'm with you, Jill. I'm completely with you. Thank you very much for pointing that out. Great call. Thank you. Brant in Travels Rest, South Carolina. Hey, Brant, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to speak on the Jim Clyburn situation.
Apparently he was pushing this a few weeks ago, and I missed it.
I knew about it a few days ago.
Uh-huh.
I think he's somehow thinking he's protected himself. I don't know if you know about the ProPublica article from a year and a half ago.
About Clyburn?
Just that he had protected his seat and diminished the possibility of other Democrats being elected to the House in South Carolina.
Whoa, I missed that.
Were you aware of that?
No.
Yes, some secret meeting, one of his aides went to the Republican leadership and made this deal. And what's interesting, and I don't know.
Did this have to do with redistricting, with gerrymandering?
It made sure that his wasn't gerrymandered to remove him from his seat.
I get it.
But it also made the Charleston possibility less likely, and the Rock Hill possibility less likely.
Possibility of what?
Having a Democrat represent South Carolina.
Okay.
Those two places, when I was growing up here, were generally Democratic seats.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he feels like he's protecting himself somehow or what. I think some of the older members of the House need to leave and let some younger Democrats have a chance at running for these seats.
I agree.
I think that has a lot to do with why the election was lost. There definitely needs to be a change.
I think a lot of the old leadership on the Democratic side, and Chuck Schumer, I'm looking at you, are still living in the 1970s. And it is time to realize that, you know, you've got a full-blown pseudo-Nazi fascist about to come into office. And, empowered by a spectrum of right-wing billionaires and the richest man in the world. And they're not going to take prisoners. This is This isn't going to be a gradual thing. This isn't going to be, you know, the bumbling around that Trump did the first time in 2016 and during his first 4 years. This is going to be an all-out assault on what remains of the American government and what remains of our democracy. And we need to realize that. Joe Biden needs to act like that's what's going on. And we all need to get active. Brand, thank you for the call. I didn't realize that about Jim Clyburn. 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a second. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
If fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You ever exercise and watch your diet to try to get your cholesterol numbers down and then just don't see any results? Well, that could be frustrating, yes. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an advanced, amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, it also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superbearing, and always remember to take my one capsule a day. This is one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out. That's Superbearing, SuperBearing.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 15% off on Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. SuperBearing.com, code TOM.
Books and lessons, who can fear of those they don't control? It's beginning to look a lot like fascism, cops with riot gear. But the scariest sight to see is the hate they spread so free year by year. A gag on your speech and a vote out of reach is the plan. They cheer.
Yeah, it's beginning to look like fascism. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Rod in Marinette, Wisconsin. Hey, Rod, what's up?
Hey, well, thank you. This is a real pleasure talking to you. I just wanted to see or state my opinion and then see what you thought. I'd really like to see Vice President Kamala Harris, you know, stay relevant. I had the opportunity to see her in Green Bay, and the excitement and enthusiasm there was just unbelievable. And she just seemed to get better and better and better as she, you know, campaigned. And you know, her policies were precise, her message were precise, and, you know, were clear. And I just believe she was an excellent candidate. Mm-hmm. And I like to see her somehow, you know, get on podcasts. And I guess it depends if that's what she wants to do. But I believe she could just be a real, real leader. I mean, she had 75 million votes, almost 75 million votes. She has nothing to be ashamed of. And it seems like she's just disappearing.
Yeah, I'm wondering what happened. I mean, I expected her to be a fighter, you know, after after her election loss, and to be our champion. And I've seen no evidence of that, which is really disappointing. So yes, I agree with you, Rod. I would like to see her speaking up, hear her speaking up.
I mean, I can understand that maybe, you know, the finances are there, or maybe, you know, her hands are tied.
Oh, she's got a bully pulpit. She can step out in front of a camera anytime she wants and say anything she wants.
She could be on Face the Nation every Sunday if she wants to.
She could, and she should. I'm with you. Rod, Kamala, if you're listening, get active. Thank you, Rod. Gus in Woodstock, New York. Hey, Gus, thanks for listening to 104.1. What's on your mind today?
I'm just going to get right to it because I'm 82 years old. So if you're going to wait to see what Trump does and then react, you already lost.
Yep.
So, and you can understand that until a new president is actually sworn in, he's most vulnerable. So I think Harris owes a debt to the voters that voted for her. She needs to honor those voters. So if you even got a percentage of it, you would have like probably 2 million people and just have like a march on Washington, you know.
I think that's going to happen a couple days before the swearing in. My understanding is that there is a march planned for the 17th.
Okay, there is something. Yeah, like a We Are mandate.
It's getting no publicity whatsoever, though. So I'm not sure it's actually how real it is. I just, you know.
Yeah. Well, you have to think outside the box and have some kind of faith. That's for sure, right?
I'm with you. I'm with you, Gus.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
So let's hope for the best.
There you go.
That's what we could do.
I think your point is well made. Thank you, Rob in Rochester, New York. Hey, Rob, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I kind of am pretty much disturbed at the point that Biden hasn't done anything with DeJoy. I thought they were going to maybe make it a part of the campaign. Hey,
he doesn't have the power to kick out DeJoy. That has to be done by the Postal Board of Governors. He has appointed Democrats to the board who have said that they will
appoint two more Democrats, right, which he has the power to do.
He has done that. He has done that. The problem is you have to get them through the Senate, and I think the last guy just got through the Senate in the last week or two. I could be wrong, though. I'm not sure. I have not been following that super carefully, but that's been the problem, Rob. Rob, thank you for the call. Jonathan in Centerville, Tennessee. Hey, Jonathan, what's up?
Hey, I had some questions for you. I feel confident at this point in labeling the Republican Party as authoritarian. I was wondering if there's a difference between authoritarianism and fascism, and I'm just looking for a definition of fascism.
Yeah, authoritarianism basically means that you've got a form of government where the leadership, and typically it's one person, rules by decree. They are the authority. They are the power. The power is centralized in one place. With fascism, you have a lot of overlap with that, but there's also the integration of business and corporate, you know, interests and government interests, corporate capture of government. There's also belligerent nationalism. That's a defining characteristic of fascism. And aggressive lying, BSing the people. I think authoritarianism is a typical facet of fascism, but it doesn't necessarily define it. Jonathan, thanks for the call. Jeff in Cambridge, Minnesota. Hey, Jeff, I think I've got about 20 seconds. You got a quick one?
That's about all I need. Two reasons for Biden to resign. One, already been suggested that Kamala could pardon him. Second, if Kamala's president, she can publish the ERA.
Oh, yeah, the Equal Rights Amendment, yes, which has been passed, yep. And I think we're in a break now. No. Apparently not. Okay, yeah, I'm with you, Jeff. Yeah, the Equal Rights Amendment has been passed by the House and Senate by the two-thirds margin. It has been ratified by 38 states, and he should publish it in the Federal Register. He absolutely should. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag. You're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe. We'll catch up with you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Earl Ingram.
Tune in next time. We'll talk about protecting yourself from lead exposure with the Campaign for Lead-Free Water and Flack. I'll also be joined by Dr. Robert Craig from Citizen Action.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The suspect in the fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO appeared in a courtroom in Altoona, Pennsylvania. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports Luigi Mangione is fighting extradition to New York.
His attorney was claiming Pennsylvania did not provide the proper documents or direct charges that he's facing in New York, and therefore was not able to initiate the appropriate process to have him extradited.
President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is trying to win over more lawmakers. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane has more from Capitol Hill.
Senator Lindsey Graham says allegations